Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Five guys talking shit.
You get to eavesdrop.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream the show live at TNTRadioEmpire.com
or load up on the podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
Five guys and one lady, yeah.
It's five guys and a chick.
Yeah.
And Dr. Mina joins us.
A woman.
I like going from that lady to a chick. It's great.
I said lady. Todd called you a chick. I was respectful. Todd
two doctorates. That's what that gets you.
Two doctorates.
No, she's a cool chick.
Both of you. Yeah. Both of you guys also referred to me as, and I quote, the expert on butt stuff.
Yes.
And I have never been more proud.
We did.
Never been more proud. Let me tell you.
You are the butt stuff expert, at least
you know
on the
more
show,
than anybody we know.
Yeah. Okay, earlier in the show we had Listeria news. How does Listeria kill you? It sounds like a horrible death.
Go ahead.
Listeria, it's an infection. It's an infection that you get. It can cause all kinds of different symptoms. I think that in Philadelphia there was a famous outbreak that caused widespread pneumonias that actually killed people. But it's also worst for people who are pregnant. We worry most about the most vulnerable population, so women who are pregnant, people who are 65 or older, or very young, like newborns. They typically get what would be a flu and muscle aches, but then it can kind of invade into the rest of their body and make them very, very sick, and it can kill people who are more susceptible or more vulnerable. So, again, those extremes of the age groups, and especially pregnant women, they can actually get, if I recall, miscarriages, stillbirths, premature deliveries. It can infect the fetus.
What part of the body does it attack? The whole lymph system?
It can be in the blood, actually. You can get this throughout your blood, depending on where you got it from or how does it.
Don't believe in it? Does that help?
Well, if you don't believe in it, then either it magically disappears, and you have no problems whatsoever because no one ever dies because it never existed in the first place, right?
That's a crazy that's a crazy part about today's life in the United States of America is that nobody ever says I don't believe in cancer because then they just die. So. Why do people? Oh, I know, because they're idiots. That's right.
You know, denial is not just a river in Egypt.
There you go. There you go.
But, you know, the list of things that we worry about, and this is why we tell pregnant women, for example, they shouldn't eat soft cheeses, raw milk, those sort of things. That's
so Packer, pregnant Packer fans, basically.
Oh,
yeah. They're
pregnant Packer fans have a real hard time. It's a pretty
soft
rough
cheese and goat milk. That's
and no alcohol. No alcohol for
or
them.
Or broads. That's Packer fan. That explains a lot because they produce Packer fans.
For a whole
angry,
9 months?
Angry, pregnant Packer fan. Yeah. Can you imagine?
No, yes, I can. Yes, I can.
But listen, I am not just an expert on butt stuff. I am proud to say that one of your listeners reached out to me with a picture of a taped up hand and asked me if I thought that the tape was okay because they had punched their refrigerator, because apparently hurting refrigerators is a very common thing that goes on.
You know how you shave
your
hand, you just shoot your refrigerator,
yeah,
like Todd does.
And after a extensive back and forth about the pros and cons of going to an emergency room versus taking Kratom, and me pointing out that probably he had a boxer's fracture based on just a picture, I convinced this person to go to an emergency room, and sure enough, had a boxer's fracture. I have not diagnosed that since medical school. It's a very proud moment for me.
So a busted knuckles, they call it a
boxer's fracture. That's like a guy who punches the wall.
I never heard that, yeah.
Yes,
I punched
the floor, punched the wall, punched apparently a refrigerator.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure why people feel the need to punch things. But yes, that is a very
That's a manly thing you do once in a while when you're pissed off, right?
You
it's stupid, though. Yeah.
Especially if you hit a stud.
If you hit a stud.
Hard on.
Right.
I was angry and I punched through some drywall probably six, 8 months ago.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. But really? Instead of using my hand, I used my elbow.
Yeah.
And you missed the stud?
Oh, yeah.
You don't know where the stud's at when you swing.
Yeah, that's a crap.
I punched a hole in my, with Tom was with me when I punched a hole in my bathroom.
You just got you got to keep a stud finder on you at all times, and then find the stud. Okay, now I'll punch them.
Yeah, that's why I push. Yeah.
If there are only men living there, you just probably have to make little marks. Don't hit here.
Oh, just be. I was only one living there.
Or use the elbow because I don't want to ruin my pitching hand. You know, it's important.
I'd ask you what you're pissed about, but I don't want you. You probably tell me.
All right. Well, there were a couple of questions that were non-COVID, and then there are a couple of COVID things.
Right.
So there was a question about eating beans on a regular basis, and if this will decrease the amount of gas that you produce, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, you will get used to that amount of fiber. And so when people are trying to increase fiber, they'll typically, especially like right after the holidays and they're getting on their first diet, their new diet for the new year, and they go all salads and then they feel really miserable and they stop doing that. And then they try again, they keep stopping. And I tell folks, you have to increase the amount of fiber slowly and keep it for like a week or two to let your body adjust. And it will adjust. It'll get better. Also, yes, corn passes through you.
Mm-hmm.
So please consider not having a high corn diet when you are prepping for your colonoscopy.
Because you've seen that, right? Yeah, you've seen
that. So many times. It just pushes it through faster. And
so the next time I get a colonoscopy, I shouldn't do the Steeler poop, the Pepto-Bismol and corn.
Oh, God, no. Oh, that was just terrible.
Oh, I thought that was an important part of your prep.
The cream corn and the milk of magnesia, the Pepto-Bismol.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I have, I have more than one time diagnosed corn for the prior meal. Yes, it's great.
But the body digests the inside of the corn kernel. It's the outside that lingers.
It is the outside. But if you take it, there are people who just fail to realize that corn is not a clear diet, and on the day of their colonoscopy will eat it, and then they drink the prep, and all the prep does is push it through faster, so it doesn't actually even get digested sometimes.
Oh.
So we'll see the whole corn in there.
Man.
Or whatever else they decided to eat, you know, in the morning of that day.
How do you stand the smell, by the way? Do you put, like, stuff underneath your nose?
I'm a mouth breather.
No, you're talking to mouth breathers, by
the way.
That.
You knew that, though,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Dr. Fleming did not discover penicillin by eating a moldy cucumber that magically cured the syphilis of his penis. That is, none of that is actually accurate. No, not even a little bit.
We were right about that one.
Were we close?
No. They forgot to clean a Petri dish, and they actually had some fungus that was growing on it, and the bacteria that was supposed to be on that plate was not growing. It had actually prevented the bacteria from growing. And so he isolated that mold and identified it and named it penicillin. So it was a complete accident, actually. But it's a fascinating story.
But does it have to be a specific kind of mold? Like, we couldn't take the mold from a piece of cheese
and use that to treat
our syphilis.
Please do not eat moldy cucumbers and think that you will be curing anything, because you will just make yourself so sick.
Okay.
And that's really disgusting. Anyway.
So how did it go from mold to penicillin? What was the process?
Actually isolated in the he extracted from the mold the active ingredient that is penicillin. It's you'll love this. It is actually very active against staphylococci.
Oh, we love the cocci.
You love the cocci family. I know.
Yeah. And that would be your typical staph infection.
Yes,
that is one of the that is what he determined at that time that it worked against the bacteria.
So we were close.
You're
actually
so close.
Right,
I'm sure that
we said it was accidental.
How many guys went out and got laid when they figured out that cured syphilis? I bet you everybody.
I don't think he had syphilis of the penis either. Just for everyone involved.
All right.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
but those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, so a couple of things. I think that when Doc Ed was on, he had mentioned this term, but it is something I think is really important, this idea of COVID long haulers. So these are people who have had COVID and now, after they have cleared this infection, continue to have symptoms. And they have symptoms that we're learning about this, but they have symptoms that range multiple organ systems. They will say that there's neurological findings. They have chronic fatigue. They will have shortness of breath. They will have muscle aches. They will have heart problems. It doesn't, and here's what's worrisome. It does not correlate with whether you had mild or severe disease. So you could have had a very mild course of COVID outside of the hospital, and you can have these chronic symptoms going forward for months and months after that. And we think that it probably ranges anywhere from 10 to 30%, although some reports worldwide have said even as high as 80% of people who get COVID will end up with this. If you think about how many people have been infected in the United States now, it's well over 6 million. Those are millions of people who now have these chronic symptoms as a result of having had or been exposed to COVID. We still don't know why it happens. We know there are some structural changes that happen to the hearts or the lungs, but there are other things that these people are describing that happen as well. So this is a big deal. This is going to be a chronic medical problem we are going to be dealing with for years after this pandemic.
Right.
Which brings me to the next thing, which is that there were some questions I received about AstraZeneca pausing their vaccine trial. Yes, they had one reported case of a severe adverse reaction. I believe it was spinal cord inflammation, to something called transverse myelitis. It is not uncommon that you have to pause a trial because of an adverse event, because what you're trying to do is determine, did this adverse event occur because of exposure to the vaccine, or was this person just going to get this anyway? And so that's what they're sort of figuring out. But this is also, I think, underlines two important things. First of all, this is why phase three trials need to go through their full phase three, why we shouldn't stop them short just because there happens to be a date in November that looks important.
The funny part about this whole situation is, I mean, Trump is trying to push through a vaccine quicker, but if you do, they do polls with Trumpers, they won't take a vaccine.
They won't take a vaccine.
So it's like, now, it makes, now, who's he pushing it for? Because the rest of us want FDA approved and not Trump approved. And the Trumpers in general don't want to take anything. So it's just weird.
Well, and this is my concern, is that this destroys trust in vaccines, because I have an increasing number of patients who tell me they won't get that vaccine until next year. Like, even if it was available, even if I were to get it, they will not get it until next year because they just don't trust it.
You get it, I'm getting it.
If I think it's safe enough, if Fauci says it's safe, I will trust it. Anything short of science and Fauci, I'm not going to trust.
Got it.
But the other problem, I think the other good thing about this is that it does expose that these trials are working and that it was transparent. Everyone knows that this adverse event occurred. That's the way science should work. It should be transparent. I know it caused a concern for a number of people. I heard from a number of people, but this is what we want to happen, right? We want these things to be found early in these trials. But then we don't have a vaccine, and we're probably not going to have a vaccine for the general population for many months. So wear a goddamn mask, people. I don't even understand how many times to tell this, except to say your choices are killing my brothers and sisters. All right, so over 60,000 healthcare workers now have gotten COVID. Between 600 to 1,000 healthcare workers in the United States have died from this. One of my patients I saw in clinic on Tuesday is a 23-year-old single mom who works food services at our children's hospital, and she told me 50% of her coworkers have gotten COVID because of the high burden coming into the hospital. We don't have a choice. Our job is in the hospital taking care of people who are sick. You guys, the general public has a choice to socially distance and wear a mask.
Yeah, the little freedoms we've gotten back over the past 3 or 4 months because of masks. And that it drives me crazy.
Listen,
that's it.
I think I understand that people want to go back to normal. I mean, I get it. I haven't gone to a restaurant, haven't gone to a grocery store. I haven't done any of these things since March. I haven't gone out anywhere except the hospital and my house since March. I get it. I want to go out and be back to normal. We don't get that because we had a complete and utter failure of federal leadership. Right. All right? We just don't get that right now. But the virus doesn't give a damn. If you are in a restaurant sitting at your little bubble table and you aren't wearing a mask, it will travel, and it will travel even more happily if there's air conditioning or heating that's blowing in that restaurant and it's blowing it all over, or if you're laughing, or if you're shouting at a sporting event, or if you're singing someplace, it will spread. So people, you have to wear masks.
Wear the mask.
There's not a choice. You have to wear masks, because otherwise you are killing not just each other, but you're also killing us, the healthcare workers. Please give us a break.
I don't know if you heard, but Big Ten football is back thanks to Trump and Scott Frost and 47 moms. So,
no, that's true. It's back because of science.
Does this concern you, or are there things we can do to make it right?
Well, if you read our email, you read a Husker website, it'll concern you.
It will. It concerns me 100%. We are seeing, again, these, just because you are young, and in fact, here, a perfect statistic is that it's probably now more, there was a study that found it's more likely for a young person to suffer months-long illness from contracting COVID-19, that long hauler syndrome I talked about, than a 60-year-old person to die from it. We are spreading something we do not understand, we do not have a treatment for, and something that will very likely, up to at least 30% of these people, have long-term consequences for what? For football? I mean, look, I would really appreciate if people would consider the fact that we still don't have enough PPE in the hospital.
They don't care about this. They get rapid testing for college athletes. That's all they care about. That's
exactly.
All they care about.
Exactly.
That's all they care about.
Exactly. Yeah. I had the same mask, and I had to recycle it and have it get cleaned, and it took 3 days to clean, so I had a rotation of three masks for the
week. You don't understand. We got a mediocre team we got to cheer on in this part.
I totally, very, very important. Yeah. But it is frightening to me that we do not, people just do not accept that this is real, and we just have to make choices. And so if you are mad and upset because you have your freedoms taken away from you and you can't go do things right now, listen, first of all, please just wear a mask.
Right.
Wear a mask. Secondly, we're entering flu season, and I'm so excited that now we will have no PPE in the hospital and have flu season and COVID at the same time. My God, it's just like... Sounds fantastic.
I see a lot of people are starting to share their shots. Todd sent you a couple Band-Aids, but otherwise.
Yes.
And they were from areas in your body you don't want to know. But, yeah,
pictures,
so I saw people sending this.
Band-Aids are fine. As a reminder, the predominant flu variety this year will probably be, it sounds like, a particularly bad strain, unfortunately. So we have that to grapple with in the setting of COVID. It's the H3N2 strain. It usually causes the worst flu seasons. You can decrease the spread of this by washing your hands, socially distancing, and wearing masks, something that sounds suspiciously like something we were supposed to be doing already.
Right now.
And if all of this angers people, please vote. As of today, it is 47 days until the election. Figure out your child care situation, your work situation. Figure it out now so that you have a plan to vote. You can go to Vote Save America, which has information on every single state how you can vote.
Vote
whether
blue.
You
have to vote blue. You can't vote the other way. Because
I'm happy to get people out to vote.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Now, there's some people I don't want to vote.
If it stays the same way, we're all screwed, man. We're all screwed.
But, that's where every vote counts. And if you think that my vote doesn't count, consider this. There's an entire population of people in this country whose ancestors came here in chains. They were tortured and killed. And even when they were fully recognized as an entire person, they were still segregated, targeted, marginalized, and killed. And yet they have never stopped believing in this democracy to grant them equal rights. So if they can keep speaking up and standing up, for God's sake, you can drag your sorry ass to the polls and vote. There's right. no reason why you can't. Vote by mail or vote early if you have that option. And I think there's something like 58% of poll workers are over the age of 65. We really need people to volunteer across the country. So if you are,
I mean, an old strip club, young, wouldn't it be a 50 over 65 poll workers? That's an old strip club.
Well, right, that
there,
would
right.
be so.
That
good.
Wouldn't be fun at all. There'd be a lot of moist on that one there.
Or, well, or ointment. I would
be
real
cream on the pole.
A lot of ointment on the pole. Right,
I think
there,
there would be a lack of moist.
A lot of ointment on the pole. Yeah.
Well, there would be. Yeah, there'd be probably a lot of Vaseline. But
instead of Love's Baby Soft, it's Ben Gay as you walk in there.
No, not Vaseline. You got to use the KY.
Oh, yes, you do.
KY, absolutely.
Right, you need something water soluble.
Crack that has a different meaning.
I will be volunteering, and if you're interested in volunteering, you can go to Vote Save America, and you can sign up there to, in every state, to volunteer. We need people at the polls to keep them open and to make sure that they're not long lines, so people are not exposed if they are trying to vote on in person on November 3rd. It's going to be arguably the most important election of certainly of my lifetime.
The last 100 years, man. The last 100 years at least.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, you vote like your life depends on it because
it does.
Quite literally does. This administration
vote blue.
Lied.
Vote blue.
Yeah. This administration lied. There's ample proof of this.
And there's audio.
There's audio.
Audio from the horse's mouth. Audio from the horse's mouth. He lied and people
of all
died.
These people who have. Yeah, of all these people who have died and all the millions more who will be sick for God knows how long. And this was largely preventable. It breaks my heart. It makes me so angry, and it breaks my heart. So please, folks, wear a mask and vote. And get your flu shot. And, yes, if you send it to me, I will donate to UNICEF so that children around the world can get their life-saving vaccines. Millions of children die every year. Because
and don't eat corn before your colonoscopy, right?
Yes, or Pepto-Bismol. Right. We don't need to see the Steeler colors. I'm in Eagle territory here.
You're in Eagle territory. If it comes out green and silver, though, you're in trouble, right?
Yeah.
Green is okay. I'll take green.
Okay, silver? Do you want silver in your poop there? The Eagles got those.
Yeah, I've seen worse.
How about Viking colors? Have you seen purple and yellow poop?
Oh, that's got to
be. I have seen yellow. I've seen a shade of purple. Someone drink a lot of purple something.
How about Chiefs? You better get checking. It's Chiefs. That's red and yellow.
Blood red.
That's red. Yeah. Okay. That means they're bleeding. I got called in enough for that last week. I don't need to come in to see any more of your red, folks.
What do you do to make the eagle poop? You get a lot of kale or something? Yeah. Something green?
How about something
with a lot of chlorophyll?
How about lion foil? How about lion poop? That blue and the silver, man. What if it's blue and silver
man,
coming out
that
of your
would
head?
That would be awesome, wouldn't it be?
That's a Lion fan for you.
I am now actually imagining the preps that I should give my patients just to have a little bit more fun. See, in
what
it
fan
now.
Of a team you are? Okay, yeah. Make sure.
That would be cool. Then you could put a gallery up on Twitter, the poops of the NFL. And go division by division.
It would be preps of the NFL, because I don't want to see poop, okay? I want you to be clean. What I want to be sucking out is just the various colors of the rainbow. It's just not red.
You had to be
red.
You had me sucking out. All right.
Yeah, you know. And don't call me Dr. Sugarfinger for nothing.
Yeah. Thank you, Doc.
Love you guys.
See ya.
Take care. Right. Be safe.
We will.
Bye-bye.
Believe me, we are, actually. I wear a mask all the time, even when I'm yelling at an umpire. You can hear me. I get the mask on, but you can hear me.
Oh, you're loud enough that it gets through the mask.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am. But I got the mask on. I was outside. You suck. Like I said that last night. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.